Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome in to another edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla. Of course, I am your mayor of Saturday morning cartoons, and I'm joined, of course, by my vice mayor, who does not watch cartoons at all. He is your thunderstick, though. It's the one and only Jesse Friedman. Jesse, today we have kind of a complicated situation to unravel here, right? Major League Baseball, of course, has been talking about expanding to 32 teams for a while now. We know at one point that we did discuss Ken Kendrick's comments about the Diamondbacks, their situation at Chase Field, and how that there are other cities looking for teams. They would love a Major League Baseball franchise that was already exists and is successful and would make their work a lot easier to bring a new team to a city like that. But Major League Baseball realignment does have to happen in order to have these expansion teams come into baseball, wherever those expansion teams might end up. And once that realignment happens, that's where things can get very tricky for baseball, not just with how the divisions are lined up, but how the playoffs work potentially going forward. ESPN has an article on this in regards to how a 32-team league might work. And my first question is, why do they hate the Diamondbacks so much, Jesse? Why does this article start off by basically seemingly blaming the Diamondbacks and the fact that they were the sixth place team, just like the Phillies were the year before in the National League, that get into the playoffs? They make it all the way to the World Series. They win the National League pennant. And for some reason in this article, it feels like they're saying that the Diamondbacks' run is problematic or not. What exactly point are they trying to get here by almost hinting at the fact that what the Diamondbacks did last year is part of the problem with the Major League Baseball playoffs?
I mean, I think what they're more referring to than anything is just that Major League Baseball added an extra wild card spot. And the Diamondbacks got into the playoffs via that wild card spot. The Phillies got into the playoffs via that wild card spot the year prior and also won the NL pennant. So there's a narrative developing there.
Yeah, and I guess the reason why I take this so negatively is the fact that they almost make it sound like the Diamondbacks had no business belonging there. And if they were in the American League, they wouldn't have even sniffed the playoffs and things like that. Like, there's a certain tone to this when describing what happened with the D-backs and their postseason run last year that almost feels like, we need to make sure this doesn't happen again. Yeah. Like, we need to stop this from happening.
They even go out of their way to one of the points that they make about like how recent changes in baseball assisted the Diamondbacks last year. They say, this is from the article, it says, one of the teams that the Diamondbacks held off for the last slot was the division rival San Diego Padres, who they last played on August 19th. The Padres wound up two games back of Arizona in the standings. In 2022, under the previous scheduling formula, the teams clashed seven times after that date,
the Padres would have wiped the floor with them, taking that playoff spot.
And it almost makes it sound like under the previous scheduling formula, it was normal to play your divisional opponents six times or seven times every month.
Right.
Like a D-back just played the Padres 40 times a year. But
seven times between August 19th and when the season ends on September 30th,
that's seven times under the previous arrangement, that was more the exception than the rule. So I think this is more just like using the Diamondbacks to kind of set up the larger narrative here. But
it's something that you have brought up before when you talk about expanding the playoffs and expanding baseball, is the more you do that, the more you water down the purpose of a 162 game season.
Right. Right.
Then on top of that, you have the idea here now that they are playing their teams in their divisions less, and they are playing interleague play. They are playing other teams just more often. I mean, we know we're seeing more teams, right? So all of this kind of at times makes it feel like we're holding on to older things that are preventing us from moving the game forward. And when I say older things, I mean like that 162 game season, which does feel a little unnecessary now. The division realignment is something that would need to happen, but it's not, doesn't really feel like it's going to have that same impact that it once did, that, you know, like the winning the division is so important, and winning the division is your only route to getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, you know, thinking about expansion, there really are so many different things that baseball could do. You know, would they just have American League and National League, sort of like how the NBA does, and it's just the top however many seeds, where they kind of ditch the divisional setup that they have now and have had for a very long time?
Because there are, I mean, there are divisions in basketball, right?
Yeah, but divisions in basketball don't mean anything.
What is it called? The Pacific Division or something in basketball? Yeah, it's insane. Yeah.
People spend zero mental energy.
I have never heard about
NBA divisions
winning the division in basketball, because, like you said, it doesn't matter. You could win it, and you could be the seventh seed. You could win your division and be the number one seed overall. It doesn't it doesn't impact it the same way that, especially in baseball, it does, because if you are one of those division winners and you are one of the teams with the bigger or the better record, you are going to get, you know, that bye, which might not be very good for you as a playoff team. We still haven't, the jury's still out on that whole, you know, having a bye round during the wild card, matchup now. But there is something to be said here about baseball realigning should they have those teams, and how complicated that would get and what they would do.
Yeah, you can't just add two teams, like one team to each league, and be like, oh, now the AL West has six teams and now the NL Central has, like,
yeah,
you know, it'd just be weird to have 2 5-team divisions and 1 6-team division in each league. So kind of the logic would say, all right, well, maybe you go to 4 divisions of 4 teams each in each league, like what the NFL has, where you would have an NL East, West, North, and South, rather than having just the East, West, and the Central as we have right now. And there are a lot of different ways. I mean, there's literally like thousands of different ways that you could arrange that, even by just adding one more team to each league. But I think we should start by just talking about expansion as a whole. Major League Baseball is going to expand. It is going to happen.
That's a fact.
We don't know exactly when it's going to happen. Jeff Passan, in a recent story at ESPN, said that it probably wouldn't be until the early 2030s. So I think you're looking at probably about a decade from now when it would actually happen.
I thought it would happen faster than that because of Rob Manfred's tenure here wrapping up.
Sure. He said, yeah, his tenure expires in, or is finished in 2029. He said he's planning to step away at that point, and he wants to have the teams identified. He wants to have the process moving, but granted, it takes a while to like actually build the stadiums and get the thing going and all that. So yeah, early 2030s, I think, is what you're looking at. And Jeff Passan presents 2 leaders in terms of expansion. They are, in terms of cities for expansion, they are Nashville and Salt Lake City. Nashville, Tennessee, and Salt Lake City, Utah, are the 2 markets that Passan proposes are the front runners right now. And he still mentions a whole lot of other ones. There's still Charlotte. There's still Portland. There's still a host of other cities that are interested and, you know, would certainly like to be part of these conversations. This could change. But yeah, Salt Lake City and Nashville are kind of viewed as the front runners right now. And so you think about, all right, if we add a team in Salt Lake City, if we add a team in Nashville, now we have 32 teams. You know, we have to break them up in kind of a different way than before. It presents a math problem that I think you could work at tirelessly for days and days on end, years and years on end, really. There's so many different ways that Major League Baseball could handle that.
Well, let's take a swing. Let's take a crack at figuring it out for them.
Sure.
We?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah, sure.
Of course, this is going to be a completely fruitless endeavor. But I think one of the things that would need to happen, as much as people would absolutely hate it, is I think we need to move on from, like, just completely change divisions, completely realign everything. Right now, one of the things that cause divisions to be the way they are in every sport is proximity to each other. And that is due to travel. You know, you're going to play essentially the teams in your own division more, in theory, and you still are, than other teams in baseball. So you want to travel less, and that's something that needs to make sense. Now, with that being said, I feel like it's like where do the American League and National League, like West teams, fall, and when do we start dividing them into this or that, right? Like,
yeah,
you could almost move, like you could almost have the Mariners in there with the Giants, in there with the Angels, in there with the Dodgers and the Padres, and like right there is your...
Yeah, it becomes so complicated because you have both National League and American League teams. It's like, are we talking about just rearranging things within the National League, correct, and rearranging within the American League? Or are we like crossing teams over now? Right. We're like, oh, the Mariners are now a National League team.
So this is going to be like a, what, like a four team division at this point with eight divisions, yeah, total, right?
Yeah. So the NL West, presumably, if they did the East West North South thing, the NL West would lose a team.
Correct.
So instead of it being Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Padres, Giants, Rockies, one of those teams would get thrust away to the South, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right, because with no Central, where are we going to go? Like, the Diamondbacks could fall into that kind of division, right? You have too many teams on the West Coast for them to all be that, and you're going to have the A's for the meantime playing in Oakland, but they will be in Las Vegas. So it feels like the Oakland A's and the Colorado Rockies should probably be in the same division. I don't know where that would lie. And I think the Diamondbacks might be in there, right? Like, I don't know. I mean, there's, like you said, you could do a South with maybe the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Angels. I want to do everything I can in my power to get out of the Dodgers division,
obviously. Yeah, I feel like the only question that matters to Diamondbacks fans is, can you be rid of the Dodgers?
How can we get out of the Dodgers division? Yeah, that's the key here.
And that's tough.
And they probably don't want the Angels and the Dodgers playing in the same division. So, I mean, an AL West, let's say, just for right now, would have to consist of the Mariners, have to consist of the A's, have to consist of the Angels.
Yeah, the team that like doesn't really belong in the AL, well, ugh. I mean, the Mariners, the Angels, and the A's all make sense as being sort of West Mariners, Coast teams. But then Angels. You have the Rangers and the Astros in the AL West. One of those teams presumably would get thrown out.
Wait, no, I got it. Because
my head hurts,
no,
Derek.
Hold on. I got it. So we have the Mariners, we have the Angels, right? We have the A's. And then we have the new Utah, the Salt Lake City team. That's the fourth team in that American League division.
You're right. That makes sense. And then maybe the Rangers and Astros become South.
Yeah.
Become AL South.
Right,
teams.
Right. You could put the Rays in the AL South.
Sure.
Couldn't you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Realistically. And I don't know where, see, and then where else does those teams, because now
I guess,
the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Padres and Diamondbacks just are going to be stuck together. We're just stuck together. That's it. And I mean, we're going to be the West Coast, but like, I don't know how to get the Diamondbacks out of there because there's no team geographically that makes sense for them to be in there. And then the Nashville team, if we're putting the Utah team in the American League, has to be in the National League. Right? So
right.
That Nashville team
would be an NL South team.
NL South?
Potentially.
With the Braves and the Marlins and the Nationals?
Sure.
I mean,
I like it.
How can I say Washington D.C. is fucking South, Jesse?
It's like Southish. It's close enough.
No,
looking at a map of all these teams we're doing right now, obviously you guys can't. We can't like show this on the screen or something in an audio podcast, but it is fascinating to me that certain central teams are actually further east than some of the,
yeah,
the
almost
east
all
teams.
The teams are in like one quadrant that it
like
feels
the,
like they're
the
all
the Braves, at least from this map, it appears the Braves are actually more central than either like the Tigers or the Guardians,
oh,
who are central
point.
Teams.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which is just sort of makes my brain hurt even more. But yes, all that to say, it is hard to find a situation where the Diamondbacks be rid of the Dodgers. If you're just looking at the NL West and you're thinking about which team doesn't belong geographically, the Rockies are probably the easiest answer to that question because they're definitely more centrally located. It'd be hard to put the Rockies in like the North or the South because they're right in kind of the middle of the, of the country, latitude wise.
I would put them in what I've been calling the NL North, which is the Rockies, the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Brewers. The Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals need to stay in the same division. They cannot leave each other because they hate each other so goddamn much, Jesse.
Right.
And they're so close to each other that we can't do that. So then we have those four teams in the National League North. The AL North could be the Twins, the Royals, the White Sox, and the Tigers.
Twins, Royals, White Sox, Tigers. Interesting.
And see, again, the Royals are right there in that same
position. So you're throwing the Guardians. You're throwing the Guardians out, basically.
I'm throwing the Guardians out of
their
division.
They're north, maybe? Or no, you're saying that's north.
That's north. I would put the Guardians in the east.
Okay.
Toronto, okay. Guardians, New York, Boston. And then
you gotta have Boston.
Wait, no, you have the Orioles still. Where the fuck are we gonna put the Guardians? Where are we gonna put the Orioles? Because the Orioles, Yankees, Red Sox, that's your East. And then you have one other team. And you're not gonna put the Guardians in over the Blue Jays, which are further east. So it's like the AL East just stays the same and loses the Tampa Bay Rays, who goes to the South.
Yeah, the Rays, it feels like they would have to be in the South.
Yeah. So you have the East, the South. The South is Houston. The South is Texas Rangers. The South is the Rays. And
maybe the
Nationals. That was the other one.
Yeah, I think you had said that earlier. But then you're moving in.
No, that's the NL South.
Maybe that's where Baltimore comes in. Does Baltimore become South?
I mean, they're almost as far south as Colorado is, or the Royals are, and we're putting the Royals and the Rockies in the north.
So it doesn't work, Jesse. It's impossible. One other potential arrangement that was also discussed in an ESPN article is what if you had 18 divisions? You had 4 8-team divisions. So just two divisions in the NL, two divisions in the AL.
That works better, honestly, because then you literally just have an East and a West. And if the team falls, because the division between East and West is easy. The only difference is you would have to cut it off where all of the Twins, Royals, Rangers, and Astros are all in the West, because otherwise there's just too many teams on the east side of the country.
Right.
You might even have to pull in like the Cardinals potentially to make it work. I can't count right now, but you know what I mean? Like, because the new Utah team would obviously be part of the West. The Nashville team would be part of the East. So that makes that easy as far as where the new franchises would fall in. Oh man, there's so much clustered there in the northeast part of the country that it makes it so hard to call anything else any other division at all, you know?
Yeah. There are 8 teams in the west or mountain part of the country right now. And those time zones, I guess, is really what I'm talking about, like Pacific time or mountain time. You have the Rockies, the Diamondbacks, the Padres, the Dodgers, the Angels, the A's, the Giants, and the Mariners.
And then everybody else, all the other 20 or 22 teams.
They're all in the central or in the eastern time zone.
Right. So again, that's where we have to start pulling the Twins, the Royals, maybe the Cardinals, maybe the Rangers, maybe the Houston Astros all over to the west.
If Salt Lake City were one of the teams that came in, that would complicate things, because then you'd have 9 teams in that West Mountain time zone. And whether you're doing 14 divisions or 18 divisions, one of those 9 is going to have to get thrown out and become part of one of the other somewhere else, whatever that arrangement looks like.
You were right. This is very complicated.
It's extremely complicated.
I think it would be
a fun experiment to just like – to just go out and just come up with examples of what it could actually look like. And I feel like you could probably pick out problems with any potential arrangement that anyone could, like, oh, this geographically doesn't make sense. Or, oh, wait, you're separating these two teams. Those two teams have a rivalry. They need to be in the same division.
You're right.
It's hard. It's really going to be hard to check all those boxes. But it's kind of fun to just look at, you know, what it could maybe look like. So maybe I'll try to do that at some point. But yes, the burning question of, can the Diamondbacks be rid of the Dodgers? I'd have to get really creative to make that happen.
When I heard baseball players talk about how much they hated the colors of their rivals, like the AL East and like some of those part, like the Phillies and the Mets, and how much they hate each other and how much they hate the Braves, and to the point where it's silly, because to me, the Braves and the Phillies look like they have the same colors. But don't tell that to a Phillies player, because he will tell you how disgusting those colors are.
It's a different shade of red,
Derek.
It's
a different shade of blue, too. It's definitely a different shade of blue.
Right.
They will get on you about that shit. But no, I mean, the rivalries are real, and you can't just all of a sudden up and change things. And baseball has changed. It's not a situation where you're going to play your own division so much that those rivalries still aren't there should one or two of those teams get split up. you know, you're still going to play them just slightly less than you play your own division, right? What, like four times less or six times less or something? I mean, it's if it's a National League or American League team and you're still playing this in the same, you know, league, it's nothing's changing there. I think that there are some things to preserve. It's just funny when you're part of the rivalry that kind of gets the short end of the stick when it comes to the Diamondbacks Dodgers rivalry. I want no more of this rivalry. I'm done. Waiter, check please. I'm ready to tab out on this rivalry between us. So,
okay. Let me ask you that. Here's a question that we actually can opine on.
Sure.
If it is in fact Salt Lake City and Nashville, which one do you want in the National League? If you have to pick between those two, which one do you
That's
want? Which
question.
One do you want the Diamondbacks to play more?
You're asking me if I want Nashville in the National League, Jesse. Of course, I want Nashville in the National League.
That's
for fair. More than one question. For more than one reason. You know I'm selfish. You know I'm a very selfish person.
You so would much rather visit Nashville.
You know I would rather visit Nashville than go to Utah. I'm not going to Salt Lake City. I don't ski. I don't snowboard. I have no interest in that state. I need to go to Nashville. There's parties there, Jesse. I don't even like country music, and I'd still have a blast.
Nashville's it's a little warm in the summer, though.
Yeah?
Right?
I'm good with warm. It's the cold that I don't do well.
It's a different kind of warm in Nashville.
It's true. It's sticky.
I wonder if Nashville would have a roof on their stadium.
That's a good point.
Because
good point.
Like
sweltering sometimes.
I mean, I know that like the Braves don't, and the Braves are even further south than Nashville. Sure. So like maybe that's a dumb proposition. But if I were a Nashville like sports fan, I would maybe want air conditioning. I don't know.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Maybe Salt Lake City needs a heater. Maybe they need a roof to keep things warm inside.
It's not like unreasonably cold, like in the middle of summer. I guess.
Look, I went there once and it was freezing. That's all I remember. But of course, you know, you also have the A's moving to Las Vegas and how that would impact things geographically. And you know,
you're right. Salt Lake City's colder than I thought.
Yeah, it is colder than you thought.
It's supposed to snow. Sunday.
It's freezing. Yeah, in February, in March, Jesse, it's gonna snow on March 4th. Oh, anyway, all right. Well, that's all we got for you guys. Can't wait to talk about this more. Maybe Jesse and I will put out there our new divisions once we figure that out. I'm sure we'll talk about this.
We're gonna find a way to get the Dodgers outside.
Yeah, we're gonna fix this one way or another. We'll definitely fix this. But we do appreciate you guys for joining us on this podcast. We thank you as always, and we always appreciate your time. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks, but of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you guys so much for your time. We appreciate you stopping by. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but sometimes it's also very, very complicated.